It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Since 2012, the Crossing Fences Project has been using audio and radio to connect generations. Their latest project helped African-American males connect with leaders in their community. Joining us to discuss the project are Larry Berger, Executive Director of Saturday Light Brigade Radio, and Chanessa Schuler, who is Multimedia Specialist with SLB. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
This is an interesting project, and I'm curious about what inspired it. Tell me how this project gets started.
Well, one of the stories I like to tell about it, Paul, is in Pittsburgh, we always ask people, where are you from, right? We talk about
sure.
neighborhoods.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you from? You give your neighborhood. And one thing I noticed was a lot of kids, I'd say, where are you from? And I'd kind of, Pittsburgh, you know, sort of a swallowed Pittsburgh. And that's usually not an answer. An answer is Greenfield or Squirrel Hill, you give a neighborhood. And 9 times out of 10, when I would press a little harder, I would get Hill District or Homewood. And it was a sense that kids were not proud of where they were from or felt that there was such a stigma about the neighborhood they were from. And when you think about an 8-year-old or a 13-year-old not feeling comfortable admitting where they're from or feeling like it's an admission as opposed to just some information about them, that's a horrible thing. So the reason we wanted to do this by neighborhood as we do was to help show kids that great things come from Wilkinsburg. Great things come from Homewood, from Hazelwood. You can interview men that are exemplary men, whether it be their sense of ethics, the accomplishments they've had, the obstacles they've overcome. So that was really the genesis for doing it on a neighborhood basis. And there's also the aspect of just helping more the perception and portrayal of African-American boys and men to be lifted up, because conventional media typically shows you exemplars at both ends of the spectrum, but nothing in between. You will either see multi-millionaire successful person who is an African-American male, but an athlete, for example, or you might see somebody on the news who did something bad. You're not going to see an African-American engineer or dentist or bus driver, as you might with other races and other parts of society.
And what skills, Chanessa, do you teach the young men who are participating in this program?
So there are definitely several skills that we teach the young men participating in the program. We start with just basic interview skills. So we teach them, you know, just some basic things such as like body language, eye contact, simple things like that. But then we move into teaching them about interview techniques and, you know, what questions will be good, what questions will be bad. So we get together in a group and we share the questions that they develop and we critique them as a group. And, you know, of course, just the technical skills when they go into that interview. So they need to know how to use recording devices and, you know, what is all in front of them, what cables, all of those skills as well.
I get the sense, and there's certainly a perception out there, and, you know, people can debate whether it's accurate or not, but is there a sense that from the media in general that the impression you get from the parts of Pittsburgh that are generally tend to be, places where African Americans live, like the Hill District, Homewood, that the only news that comes out of there is about the violence that happens in that neighborhood. Is this about arming young people with the skills that, you know, you're radio people, I'm a radio person, that we in this business have to talk about the positive things that are happening in certain communities, particularly the African-American communities in Pittsburgh, because so much of the news that comes out of there is negative? Nobody else is talking about the good things that are happening?
Mm-hmm. I think that it is designed to arm them to talk about the good things that are happening, but I think it's also designed to let them know that they can do positive things, you know, for them to reflect on their own lives and know that, you know, I have these skills now. I know how to talk to people. I can reach out to the mentors in my community if I need to. So that's another goal of the program.
So it's not just a particular skill set as far as communicating in a journalistic sense, but just socialization?
Yes. And in fact, that's a really perceptive question, Paul. One thing we're really proud of in the process as kids go through it is, Janessa outlined, learning how to do an interview to prepare for one, making eye contact with another human being, collecting what might be a 30-minute interview and having to call it down to a 5-minute segment, reflecting on it, working in a team to decide what is relevant in that interview and what is not relevant, and then meeting the deadline that we apply to this. This project is done in a camp-like fashion typically for about 5 to 7 days. These are all 21st century work skills. You know, we don't necessarily think we're creating the next public radio hosts necessarily, but all of these skills are going to translate to anything that these kids are going to do in the future.
And I'm holding up you handed these to me, and they're really marvelous booklets, which include, and I just dropped one, as you could hear on, you know, the beauty of radio, you can hear the sound effects. Is that okay, Larry? I didn't damage that. That is the Wilkinsburg Voices pamphlet, and there's a CD in each of these. There's an East Liberty Voices. That's an area that I grew up within, and also Stowe Rocks. This is wonderful work. Talk about when someone has one of these in their hand, what they can do with it.
So when someone has that booklet in their hand, obviously they can pop the CD in and listen to the interviews on there. And there's reflections at the end from the boys. That is one of the things that we really focus on, is getting the reflections. We would like them to distribute the booklets throughout their communities.
And they're very compelling pieces. And I think one of the great things about this is that you're introducing them to something. I mean, radio's been around for, it's been close to a century now, but it isn't necessarily the latest, coolest, hippest thing. Most people go on computers. They, you know, they listen to podcasts. They listen to things online, young people anyway. So is this also in a sense sort of introducing them to the power of radio?
Absolutely. People are going to reveal things about themselves and be very authentic in front of a microphone, much more so than they might be in front of a video camera or in other ways. The students themselves that we're working with, what's very striking, their with the exception of the reflections they give on the interviews they did, the end result of the interviews are narrationless profiles of each man. So over the last 3 years, we've created just over 100 of these narrationless profiles. So these students are giving voice to others by essentially subjugating their own voice as they gather the story and help arc that story and honorably tell the story of the man as they put it together. So it ends up being very compelling in that way to listen to.
That's Larry Berger. He's executive director of Saturday Light Brigade Radio. Also with us is Knessa Schuler, who is multimedia specialist with SLB, talking about their Crossing Fences project. And Knessa, how has this impacted the communities? What have you seen?
Great impact. So we have community celebrations for each neighborhood. And then we have a citywide party, and I think it's important to do those community celebrations because a lot of community members might not be able to get to the big celebration that we have. But the community celebrations, we asked the youth that were involved and the men in all, it's a public event, you know, for people to come down and get these books and celebrate the work that the participants have done. And, you know, they're of course, very excited about seeing something positive.
Yeah, it's essentially, as Janessa is pointing out, it's a CD release party. So you end up the first year we did the project in the Hill District, Homewood, and Hazelwood, a party in each of those neighborhoods, and then one central party where everybody that went through that same process came together. Last year it was Wilkinsburg, Still Rocks, and East Liberty, each with a nice party. And then it was four nights, right? Four nights in a row. And then the final night, everybody came together. So a cool thing is that the men and boys that went through the process in East Liberty, an identical process happened in Still Rocks and then also in Wilkinsburg. Then suddenly the whole community's put together so they can share that storytelling together.
And why was there an emphasis on focusing on African-American men, Janessa?
Well, there is a need for that. These boys need to see that there are men who started where they started, and they have, you know, had some success. You know, they're following their dreams. They can make things happen. So I think that they physically need to talk to these people and know that they can create change. And then also we have a generous grant from the Heinz Endowments African-American Men and Boys Initiative.
Yes. The Heinz Endowments has done research and really, you know, through an initiative, the Heinz Endowments African-American Men and Boys Initiative wants to try to improve perception and portrayal of African-American men and boys in the media and in society in general. One of the biggest questions we get when we present these projects at community meetings is it's very often that an 11-year-old or 12-year-old girl will raise her hand and say, why can't I do this? And we would like to extend the project to other genders, and it certainly can go beyond racial boundaries too.
And have past participants stayed in touch, Janessa?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we have the parties every year, and we just continue to invite everyone that was involved. And in Wilkinsburg, the Wilkinsburg celebration, some of the men from our Homewood project in 2012 were there. So, you know, we're trying to stay connected. And next year, we'll invite all of the boys that were involved in this year's project to that celebration.
And what is the ultimate goal here for this project?
Ultimate goal is for, well, I think there's three, but one of them is for these boys to identify African-American men in their communities who that they can reach out to. You know, there are mentors who want to give time to the youth in their communities, but the boys need to be able to know who those men are. So, for example,
so they may be open to the idea of being engaged. I want to get involved, but I don't know who to turn to.
Exactly.
So this is a way of pairing people up.
Exactly, making that connection. One of our boys in Still Rocks actually went to his counselor and said, can I be connected to the man that I interviewed? And that's the goal. You know, he's saying, here's the man. Now, connect me, rather than going to him and saying, I just need help. I don't know what to do. Okay, now we have a man that is in front of him. You know.
That's Janessa Schuler. She's multimedia specialist with Saturday Light Brigade Radio. Also with us has been Larry Berger, executive director of Saturday Light Brigade Radio, talking about the Crossing Fences project, using audio and radio to connect generations, especially with a focus on African-American males. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here and sharing the information about this very important project with us.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
We appreciate the chance to be here. And folks can check out all the interviews are online if they want to listen to them.
We'll put a link at our website, WESA.FM. Thank you again. Coming up, it's a cold day in Pittsburgh. Wouldn't you rather be on the beach? Well, our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBalm, has some beach ideas for you. That's next here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.